Well, they don't make them like that anymore. That is Deep Purple Yeah, indeed. Deep Purple, recorded in 1970 by the BBC. John Peel was introducing them, and John Peel introduced so many great bands over the years. And honestly, he's the DJ that I model myself off, if I model myself off anybody at all. Grew up with him on the radio, and you know, you just have to admire his talent for finding out new people. And he didn't really, he was the music was all over the place. He didn't like any particular band. He loved the punk, he loved the rock when it was a thing. You know, he was a man of his times. And anyway, for any of you Deep Purple fans who actually listen to that, you will notice that Richie Blackmore was on form. Not sloppy like he had been later on in the 80s. Playing his Gibson 335, I believe, on most of that, because this was early in the Deep Purple Mark II lineup. I think it's like within 6 months. I think Roger and Ian joined in early 69, and then this was recorded in early 70, so not long. Mandrake Root was the name of the name of the track, of course, and then previously heard Ring That Neck, also from that same concert. Quite a lot of... was it from the same concert? Maybe it was the 72 one. I'm not sure. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that little bit of Deep Purple. We have a bit more from them a bit later, from the 72. We're going to play a track that they wrapped up the 72 concerts with. I hope you're listening and having fun wherever you are in the world. We are live on thehouseofprog.com and on Transatlantic Express is live on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. If you're listening on CGSF 90.1, a big hello to you. We're going to carry on. I'm going to play your track now. I will tell you that I have been doing some recording with down at the Village Pub in Champlain Heights here in Vancouver on Wednesday nights. And so we have been recording, and then I get the bed tracks and do a bit of mixing and try and do something with it. So I'm going to play a track that I wrote about, I don't know, it's going on quite some time now, 15 years. I usually end my live streaming show that I do on Sundays with this one. But it's been quite interesting, kind of the process for taking it from a live stream or a pre-recorded track that I've had for many years to a live band. It's always been a tricky one, and it's always, you never quite know where it's going to go. So, and that's mainly down to me being able to kind of conjure up some kind of way for a band to play a track that is essentially a studio track, and boil that down to basics, because you've only got, you know, four or five people in that band at the time. So anyway, and there's lots more tracks on the original. So anyway, it's a process. This is next one is a song called I Can't Wait Anymore. It's about getting old, and I will let you hear it and see what you think. If I turn the volume up, it always helps. Yeah, there we go. Much better. All right, here we go. So this is I Can't Wait Anymore, recorded at the Village Pub in Champlain Heights here in Vancouver with Mr. M and the All Nighters Jam Band, and recorded on the 10th of June 2026.
All right, so you guys start this off.
That's me talking, by the way.
There was a time when you realize the things that I did. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.